This is McDonald Max Basketball. WOGO's coverage of the Max is brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, White City Glass, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Northwestern Bank, Quality Propane and Fuels, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Post Glass and Mirror, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Grace Home Respiratory, Royal Credit Union, The Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, Holly Bovey of Caldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Now with the Max Pregame Show, here's your WOGO sports team, Caleb Swenson and Mark Maloney.
Go Max! WOGO, your sports station.
Well, good evening and welcome to Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Sports. I'm Caleb Swenson. Mark Maloney not joining me tonight. Instead, Dave Flanagan, a familiar voice on our WOGO Sports broadcast, will be to my right in just a few moments as the varsity match about to begin live here from the beautiful Fieldhouse in Neillsville. A very competitive JV game going on right now, stretching just a little bit late. McDonald JV leads Neillsville 41-37 with 22.2 seconds left, and the Lady Max at the line. Of course, your McDonald Central Lady Max are the defending Division 5 state champions. That gold ball for the first time in school history, a state championship brought home to Chippewa Falls. They also are the defending Western Cloverbelt Conference champions. They're facing a Neillsville team that many expected to go to state for a second straight year last year. Instead, the Warriors fell in their final playoff game before Green Bay. They were 27-1 on the year, but lost by just a bucket to a very good Colfax team. Incidentally, we'll see McDonald against Colfax coming up on December the 2nd. The champions of the Eastern Cloverbelt Conference, 14-0 unbeaten in conference, John Geyer's Neillsville team. And again, this is a team that plays McDonald usually once every season, sometimes twice, and that was the case last year. Neillsville got the better of the Lady Max in Chippewa Falls and here in the Fieldhouse at Neillsville, both times won in the Cloverbelt crossover championship game. So not only is Neillsville the Eastern Conference reigning champions in the Cloverbelt, but also the crossover champions as well. Now, that was a game after seedings had come out. McDonald was banged up, so maybe we didn't necessarily see again either coach going full bore in that game, but still, two setbacks for McDonald out of just five losses last year. Two of those five, rather, came to this Neillsville team. Again, it's a new season for McDonald, and we'll hear about this in head coach Don Cooper's interview coming up on the Lady Max pregame show here on WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. An interesting opportunity here because you are the defending state champions, but now you move up a division. So it's not defending your title. Now you're seeking a new title, and so there's a new threshold for this team to reach. Of course, notable will be the absence of Marley Hughes. We talked a lot last year about how you probably wouldn't realize just how much Marley did for this team until she was gone. The intriguing part of this year's team, though, is not only will there be multiple players with 3 and even 4 years of varsity experience in a senior-laden team, but there also is a potent group of freshmen just chomping at the bit, waiting to get their first taste of varsity basketball. So it'll be interesting to see the rotation Coach Cooper uses as well here tonight, but he will have 5 seniors in his starting lineup. Also tonight, we will have the reigning conference players of the year on the eastern and western side of the Cloverbelt Conference. For the McDonald Lady Max, of course, we will have Emily Cooper, again, Conference Player of the Year, All-State player. Aubrey Dorn did not get Conference Player of the Year because her teammate did, but Aubrey also a reigning All-State player in that championship run. Emily Cooper, 15.7 points per game, shot 42% from the field, 86% from the free throw line, hit 81 three-pointers at a 40% clip, scored 440 points with a game high of 28. Then the reigning Conference Player of the Year on the Eastern Cloverbelt, Miss Paris Opelt. She has been lights out for this Neillsville team. Again, her whole career, sophomore year, they went to state. Again, just missed out on her junior year. So Miss Opeld, of course, trying to hope that she can lead her team, a little bit younger team this year, back to Green Bay. Paris, 18 points per game last year, 54% shooting from the field. She was 65% from the free throw line, 114 attempts. Also hit 57 three-pointers, over 50% from three, and a game high of 33 points. Well, there's 4.6 seconds left in this JV game. It's a five-point contest right now. McDonald leading 44-39 and trying to shoot a few more free throws to ice this one out on the road at Neillsville. We'll continue to break it down. Sam Aberle running our controls back at the WOGO home base. And Hallie, it's good to have you with us. It's good to be back to basketball and McDonald basketball here on WOGO Sports, 103.1 FM, AM 680, WOGO.com. There'll be a podcast, Lord willing, of this one available later on tonight. Live on the road from Neillsville, we'll step out and be back in 2 minutes. This is Lady Max pregame on WOGO Sports.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald basketball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls. Proud to back the Max.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, with a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Northwestern Bank, delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Welcome back to Lady Max pregame, live from the Neillsville Fieldhouse. The Lady Max and the Warriors on the court here tonight. First game of the season for McDonald's, second game of the season for Neillsville. They took it to Athens just the other night. A very impressive victory, scored nearly 70 points in that contest. Well, let's continue to break things down as we look at not only the two matchups last year between these two teams, but also just a look at the stats overall. Again, very evenly matched teams coming into that first matchup with Neillsville and McDonald. And in that game back in Chippewa Falls on February 4th of last year, Neillsville just shot the lights out. They defeated McDonald 61-48. In that game, the Warriors were 14 of 21 from three. I think we used the word blitzkrieg a few times, Mark Maloney and I, on that broadcast. It was just an incredible shooting performance, including Delaney Walker, who played just lockdown defense and made life really difficult for Emily Cooper, but also the talented senior who's now moved on, graduated. But she had 17 points on 5 of 5 shooting from 3, 6 of 8 from the field, 7 assists, just 3 turnovers, 1 rebound, and a steal as well. A phenomenal game from Rochester. Also, Paris Opeld, who of course is back this year, had 19 points, 9 rebounds, and was 5 of 7 from 3. It was just a little bit too much, again, with that avalanche of threes hit by the Neillsville Warriors. And the second matchup between these two teams was a little bit tighter, a 12-point loss for McDonald. They lost 46-34 here at the Fieldhouse, but again, that was a Cloverbelt crossover game in which, again, McDonald had a number of players battling injury. Also, seedings had come out, and it just wasn't wasn't a game that I think either coach was willing to risk injury in that contest. Nielsville in that game was 15 of 18 from the free throw line, just 5 of 16 from 3, but they did their damage at the free throw line, including Delaney Rochester, who was 13 of 14 from the line. Needless to say, I think McDonald will be glad that Delaney Rochester has moved on. Also, one of the best three-point shooters for Nielsville, Amelia Trunkle, lost to graduation as well. McDonald last year scored 60.7 points per game, gave up 39.9. Nielsville, 58.9 points per game scoring offensively, but gave up just 31.2, an impressive defensive team. Nielsville, what pops out at you, their shooting percentage. 50% from the field last year, 71% from the foul line, 40% from three. McDonald on the season shot 45% from the field, 64% from the free throw line, and 36% from downtown. McDonald, 34 rebounds per game. Nielsville, 24.7 last year. And again, there's a lot of faces back, so these stats still at least mostly relevant, but there will be certainly some changeover. Coach Geyer mentioned he's got some of his starters back, but then he said we've got a bunch of army ants, some talented youngsters who will be seeing playing time and trying to swarm McDonald a little bit here tonight. Well, we'll step out. We'll hear from both head coaches. We are back in 60 seconds, and we'll talk with head coach John Geyer of the Nielsville Warriors as the season opener for your Lady Macs here on WOGO Sports. Back in 1 minute.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
Welcome back to the season opener of your McDonald Central Lady Macs. The 2023-2024 campaign begins on the road here at Nielsville, a team that beat McDonald twice last year, even though McDonald was able to get all the way to that Division 5 state championship game. Certainly now in Division 4, great opponent Nielsville to kind of measure themselves against one of the best in this division here with head coach John Geyer. And coach, obviously last season, unbeaten until that sectional final, lost some incredible talent, but there's still some girls on this team that I would say probably would say we have some extra work to do and we have a job to finish this year.
Yeah, we do. I think that's always the intent, you know, is everybody's dream is to be playing in Green Bay, but it's a process. And I tell our kids all the time, you know, the key that's going to decide whether you're successful in anything is preparation and then performance. So you prepare in practice, you prepare in the off season, and then when the lights go on for a game, you got to be able to perform. So, and we've got a lot of young kids. We're going to be playing a lot of freshmen. We're going to be rotating a lot of kids, a lot of kids that don't have any varsity experience. So, it's going to be a process for us. You know what you look for early in the season, especially against a team like McDonald, who is just so talented and so well coached, is will you compete? And as long as we see that, we're going to continue to grow and be okay.
Coach, you have the reigning Eastern Conference Player of the Year, Eastern Cloverbelt Conference Player of the Year in Paris Opelt. Do you have to lean on her? Is there such a thing as leaning on her too much early in the season?
Well, you know, it's a team game, and everybody has a job to do, and everybody's responsible for something. And I fear when somebody tries to do too much, they force things, they get frustrated. So she's got to use her teammates, and part of this whole process is building trust in kids that she hasn't played with before. The young kids that are coming in, the kids that didn't have a lot of varsity experience last year that we are lean on now. So she's got to trust those kids, and those kids got to learn that they've got to be responsible for their jobs. And so to me, it's the ultimate team game, and everybody's important. And everybody's got a job to do, and that's the expectation here. That's the standard. So we have a system that we try to play within, and everybody's got a role in that system, so it's their time to perform.
Coach, we really enjoyed the two matchups last year that we got to cover between McDonald and Neillsville. Looking forward to another great one. Thanks so much for your time. Good to see you.
Well, I appreciate it. I enjoyed the two last year, too. We'll see if I enjoy this one as much, but it's a great game for us and McDonald, I hope, and I hope it lasts for a long time because, you know, I think it's a win-win for each team. Win or lose, you're going to win, or you're going to really learn something about yourself. So it's great competition, and we look forward to it.
Thank you, Coach. Head Coach John Geyer, the 1-0 Neillsville Warriors against your 0-0 McDonald Central Lady Max. Max pregame continues next on WOGO Sports.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Welcome back to Lady Max pregame here on WOGO Sports, live from the beautiful Fieldhouse in Neillsville. It's the season opener for your McDonald Central Lady Max, defending Division 5 state champs in Division 4 this year and facing one of the powerhouses in D4 in Neillsville, here with head coach Don Cooper for the first time this season. And coach, coming off a Division 5 state championship, usually the pressure would be, how can we repeat? And there's not another step to take. This year you have the unique challenge of moving up a division, and so there is another step to take.
Well, that's true, because nobody that's gone up a division in Wisconsin has ever won a state title, ever. So that's, again, it's a challenge for us and our girls and our senior-led team to basically just show what we've done and what we've worked hard for the last 3-4 years.
Coach, when you look at this team, obviously, seniors, you see that returning experience, and yet you have a very intriguing and talented freshman class. So you have girls who've played 3 and sometimes 4 years of varsity basketball, and girls who have talent but haven't played any varsity basketball yet. How's that kind of mixing and coalescing been in practice so far?
It's been great. And again, the freshmen are doing such a great job of pushing our seniors, and our seniors have done a great job of leadership to basically explain to the drills and different things and the skill sets that we need, you know, to be on the varsity floor. So a little bit of the experience really helps. It's better to have this with an experience led instead of getting them in there cold without any leadership. So
Coach Geyer mentioned how much this matchup each year really helps sharpen each team. Again, two strong programs. They got you twice last year. I know the second, there were a lot of injuries. It was a crossover game. But the first time, I mean, they shot the lights out. They played phenomenal defense. This is a really good program. I know they've lost a couple key players, but you know they're going to give you a battle.
Absolutely. Coach Geyer is one of the best in the state, and he does a great job with this program. Again, he's going to get these girls ready to play. And, again, that's why I like playing great competition, because it helps improve us.
Coach, we're looking forward to it. We'll talk to you afterward. It's so great to be back to basketball.
Oh, yes, Caleb, and thank you for the great coverage. We appreciate it.
Head Coach John Cooper on the McDonald Lady Max pregame show here on WOGO Sports. Game time in Neillsville coming up.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Kansas Smith for the three and the lead at 24-23.
Mistral, Euro step between three defenders and scores.
Deep three, Emily Cooper.
There you go.
Here's Ben. Oh, Ben Carlson. Yes! Relentless number 19.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
It's just about time for basketball here on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Dave Flanagan, your McDonald Lady Max season opener. 0-0 on the season facing the 1-0 Neillsville Warriors. Dave, great to be back in the booth with you. Again, a great vantage point here at the Field House in Neillsville. And we had two very competitive games last year between these two teams. Seeing what this year brings.
Yeah, I mean, for the first game of the year, I'm sure, you know, it's that time scheduling. You'd like to maybe schedule something a little bit easier because you know this is going to be a tough game. But at the same time, let's see what we have.
Now, Neillsville lost two of their leading five scorers from last year. So Amelia Trunkle and Delaney Rochester not there. But if we see anything in the varsity matchup, the title matchup like we saw in the JV game, this Neillsville program is so strong top to bottom that the newcomers, the youngsters from Neillsville, are going to be a lot to contend with. However, not only do we have a senior-laden team with McDonald this year, we have our own crop of freshmen that are certainly raring to go.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, both programs right now are they're at a good level. And obviously there's a reason why the Neillsville is scheduled. Don really, he's looked for tough teams to play in the non-conference schedule, and this is one of them. And so I expect a fun game tonight. You know, no matter what happens, it's the first one of the year. You get to see your strengths and weaknesses. And, yeah, you expect our seniors to come through, but you know, there are some younger girls that are itching to play.
Well, it's time for the Toyson Ford keys to the game. You'll find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Dave, what do you think a key or two is for the Lady Macs tonight trying to start out 1-0?
Well, and I think you got to remember that this is your first game. So let's just let's do the basic things that we've been working on for the last, you know, week or two in practice. At times, you know, you don't worry about the scoreboard. Let's work on those little things, try to run our offense, run our basic defense, work on our, you know, out of bounds, all the little stuff that you've been talking about. Let's just try to execute that.
Well, Neillsville coming off a 40-point win over Athens, 69-29. McDonald hoping for a performance like this tonight, but it is not going to be easy against this talented Neillsville team, 27-1 from last year. Those are your Toyson Ford keys to the game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Tip-off is next. It's great to be back. Max Basketball on WOGO Sports.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald Basketball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls. Proud to back the Max.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Northwestern Bank, delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader, they were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Location, it's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass, they'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car, it's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Introduced for your McDonald Max on the road at Neillsville. five seniors for head coach Don Cooper. 5 foot six guard Matty Geisler, the senior number five. Fellow senior 5 foot 11 for Callie Goulet. For his number 11, number 22, Emily Cooper, the point guard. 5 foot eight senior reigning conference player of the year. Another All-State performer in Aubrey Jordan, the 6 foot senior number 23, a forward and center. And Izzy Hartman rounds out the starting five. Once again, a senior 5 foot seven. Izzy wears number 31 and plays guard. McDonald coming off that 26-5 season, Division V state champs, 11th year at the helm for head coach Don Cooper. And thank you so much to our friends at the Chippewa Herald and Brandon Bird for a great preview of this game. Now for head coach John Geyer and the Neillsville Warriors. They will start with Gracie Shangarth. A junior wears number 10, 5'2" guard. Maddie Dable, she's a freshman guard, wears number 14. Sydney Subkey is one of the returning starters. A 5'10" junior, number 23 is Subkey, a forward. Harris Opelt, conference player of the year on the eastern side of the Clover Belt, a 5'11" senior, number 32. And Jessica Kuhn, a sophomore, number 34, rounds out the starting five for John Geyer. And Dave Flanagan, let's play some basketball.
Yeah, I'm ready. You know, this is exciting. First big game of the year. Two great teams going at it here, so it should be a wonderful night.
Neillsville in their home white uniforms with the crimson numerals, crimson stripes on the sides of the shorts and tanks. McDonald resplendent in their traveling royal blue uniforms with solid white numerals. Aubrey Dorn back taps it, and Neillsville will control. Neillsville just kind of conceded that point, and they'll move left to right.
That was a little weird why she didn't tip it back to one of our players.
Up top for Neillsville, Gracie Shangarth. She'll leave it for Subkey. Subkey drops in the left corner. Quick three on the way, all net for Maddie Dable, and you can see why the freshman is in the starting lineup. It's a pure three from the left corner pocket, 3-0 Neillsville. Donald works around the perimeter. Aubrey Dorn sporting some very pink shoes. Drop it to Emily Cooper in the paint. Pulls up from 10 feet. No good. Just inside the left elbow. A steal by Callie Goulet, the defensive specialist. And Goulet is fouled in the left corner. That one's going to go against Maddie Davil. First foul whistle on either team. 45 seconds in. McDonald trails 3-0.
Just got to be patient here. Neillsville's in a little 2-3 zone. They're finding where Aubrey is for sure right off the bat.
Again, as Coach Cooper told the Herald, everyone's going to key on Aubrey Dorn and Emily Cooper. That happens when you have All-State players. Who's going to step up as the third scorer and the fourth scorer for this McDonald team? At the elbow, Aubrey Dorn turns to face the bucket, kicks it back out right side. Deep three, right wing for the tie. No good for Maddie Geisler. A fight for the rebound underneath Callie Goulet, fighting with Subkey, and that's going to be McDonald basketball on the held ball.
Well, it was a good shot by Maddie. It just didn't go in. She's just got to keep shooting it.
Two at the elbows, two at the corners. Standing deep along the baseline, Geisler finds Dorn. Dorn turns up with the right hand and good.
Nice strong move by Aubrey.
First bucket of the season for Aubrey Dorn. McDonald trails 3-2. Right side, ball fake for Shangarth. We haven't called Paris Opelt's name yet. She's clapping for the ball, doesn't get it on the right wing. Up top is Subkey at the right elbow, driving on the right side of the lane. High off the glass, that one rattles in.
Need a little help defense there.
Subkey, the 5'10 junior forward. Makes it 5-2 Neillsville. Maddie Geisler up top. Drops it high into the post and over the top of Aubrey Dorn. Now Neillsville on the run. Emily Cooper will slow down that break. Subkey at the right elbow. Kicks out to Shangarth. Shangarth against Emily Cooper. And she puts a shoulder into her. And that's a very easy offensive foul. As Shangarth just... A little bit of a shove.
Got a little frustrated. Great pressure by Emily.
Maddie Geisler's going to take a seat. We'll see Kylie Jensen for the first time. Jensen, the 5'6" senior, number 34.
Kylie and Maddie are just pretty interchangeable, I think. They're both going to look to shoot the three when they're open.
Right side is Kylie Jensen. Between the wheels, dropping high post, turning and facing the bucket, Aubrey Dorn. Dorn at the foul line, steps back for an 18-foot jumper, and she's just walking back down the floor. She knew it as soon as it left her hand.
It's got to be the pink shoes.
I'd agree. Four quick points for Aubrey Dorn. Donald trails by 1, 5-4. High pass up top. Izzy Hartman almost took that one away from Dable. Kick to the corner. There's an air ball three. No good for Subkey. Rebound Emily Cooper. Cooper keeping the head up, working across the Neillsville Warriors logo. Drops out to Aubrey Dorn. Torn to Cooper, long cross-court skip. Step back for a 17-foot jumper. Jensen is money.
Nice shot.
The girl Kylie. And McDonald takes their first lead of the game in the season, 6-5, 15-18 to go here first half. Over the right corner, catch by Shane Garth. Takes to the foul line, high pass to Subke, left wing, outside the arc, crosses over on Jensen. Subke works up top. Opel in the lane, nice move with the left hand, and that one rams in and out. Emily Cooper up top between the wheels, goes to Kylie Jensen. Jensen a couple bounces with the left hand. Paris Opel steps in front of a pass, almost knocked into a garbage can on the far side of the floor. Out of bounds to McDonald. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. 6-5 McDonald. Caleb Swenson, Dave Flanagan with you on WOGO.
There's
Kylie Jensen, open look at a three. Clanks off the front of the rim. Offensive rebound. Izzy Hartman, kick over to Cooper. Cooper money from 16 along the right baseline.
Great offensive rebound, kept it alive.
Cooper's first basket of the season. 8-5, McDonald leads by a full possession here. Subke outside the arc, Jensen comes out on her. Izzy Hartman knocked it away, pokes it away twice. Pass along the baseline, though, as Subke gets it back, right wing. Kick out up top. Good look at a three straight on. And two open for Jessica Kuhn as she ties the game.
Nielsville does a great job on that three-point line. Even in the JV game, they look to shoot that.
We know these Nielsville girls can shoot in that blistering 14 of 21 performance from downtown in Chippewa Falls last February. 8-8. 4 minutes gone by here, first half. Aubrey Dorn just inside the right elbow, kicking to the right corner. Izzy Hartman. Hartman, big ball fake, flips over to Emily Cooper, high on the right side. Only one bounce over to Kylie Jensen on the left wing. Kylie over to Emily Cooper. Cooper lines up a three, left wing. Got it.
We got shooters as well. Can't believe they left her open.
11-8, McDonald. Emily Cooper now with five. Right side, Shane Garth outside the arc, working a left-handed bounce. Kick out left side. Subke has a good look at a three, and that one's good. The three-point parade continues.
Wow.
Sydney Subke. It's the third hit from downtown for the Nielsville Warriors as Coach Geyer and Coach Cooper will both prepare subs in a few moments. I think we'll get our first look at LMA Cooper in a few moments. Aubrey Dorn, right corner, finds Kylie Jensen. Jensen cutting into a double team. She's fouled. That's going to be the third whistle against Nielsville. Subs coming in for McDonald, Maddie Geisler, and LMA Cooper. Izzy Hartman and Kylie Jensen going to take a break. LMA, the 5'6" freshman, wears number 21 in her first action as a varsity player for McDonald. Inbounds, another deep two for Aubrey Dorn. That one off the mark. Offensive rebound kicked out to Emily Cooper. Cooper flips out to LMA. LMA straight on for three and took a little extra hop step. For what it's worth, she absolutely splashed it.
Yeah, little rhythm. Yeah, LMA, we'll see. I was curious just because I want to see how the tempo changes now that she's in the ballgame, see what happens.
I'm guessing it gets ratcheted up, but that's just...
I didn't want to state the obvious at this point.
LMA takes it away in the backcourt from Dable, freshman against freshman. LMA into the lane, up with the left hand. No, offensive rebound, Maddie Geisler. Geisler has her shot blocked and scrabble for it along the baseline into the student section, staying with McDonald with 12:43 to play.
Well, now she's got that out of the way. Now she can play.
Aubrey Dorn will inbound, far side of the floor. Goes into Emily Cooper. Cooper holding high on the right, now working the right-handed dribble over to LMA. Left side, LMA Cooper. Drops back to older sister. Cooper, 4-3, left wing, splashed it.
Great ball movement, found the open person, made the shot.
14-11, McDonald. Quick whistle in the backcourt against LMA Cooper. That is a reach-in foul in the first against the Lady Macs. Three fouls, as we mentioned, for Nielsville's. McDonald will come out in some full court man-to-man here. Inbounds to Dable. Dable checked by LMA. Dable having a little trouble trying to cross over. She gets across the timeline, goes behind her back, but losing control of the dribble, and she walked with it.
He's got pressure.
That is good 60-foot defense by LMA Cooper. That forces another turnover.
Keep working the ball here. See if we can get Emily wide open again.
Younger Cooper at the point right now. Emily Cooper, left wing, thought about a really deep three. Left corner gets it back. It now is. Cooper doesn't think. She just lets fly and nails another one. Her third of the first half. Emily Cooper is cooking.
Well, makes the game a lot easier.
17-11, McDonald. Paris Opelt being pursued by Callie Goulet. Goulet, just such a key cog in this McDonald machine.
Great defensive player. She's just all over. That's all her job is just to cover Opelt.
She takes pride in it and just a phenomenal defender. Opelt takes a three right over the top of Goulet, misses it long. Long rebound on to McDonald. Hand off back to Emily Cooper from Aubrey Dorn, who snared that rebound. LMA Cooper left wing. LMA kicking to the corner. Maddie Geisler pops a three left corner. That one too long. Offensive rebound. Goulet back out to Emily Cooper. Can she hit a fourth?
Ooh,
oh, my goodness.
Out.
That was 8 feet beyond the line.
Can't guard that.
11, McDonald will step out and be back in 30 seconds. This is Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Sports.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Points in the first 6 minutes 45 seconds for Miss Emily Cooper. The senior season getting off to a pretty good start for the sharpshooter, who's on the top point guard and top shooter watch list from WIS Sports, and she's showing it here tonight. That last three was deeper than deep.
That one was a long one, that's for sure. There's no reason to guard her that far out, but now there is.
20-11, McDonald again showing some backcourt pressure. Opelt breaks it across the timeline. Right side, good look at a three. That one caroms off the glass. Aubrey Dorn with another rebound. Quick outlet to Emily Cooper. Cooper weaving through traffic. Down to Maddie Geisler in the right corner. She'll step back for a three. That one hits the far side of the rim. Failed to mention number 12, Layla Walk. Another freshman is out there for Coach John Geyer and Nielsville. McDonald leads by 9. Quick three from the left side. Front rim, no, but an offensive rebound right back to the shooter. Kick out for Sumpke, and Sumpke nails another three.
Good. Another three. Wow.
Nielsville not going anywhere here as Sumpke has 8 points. 20-14. McDonald leads by 2 possessions. Emily Cooper working off a high screen. Kick out. Kylie Jensen steps back for a three. That one hits the front of the rim and bounces off the top of the backboard. That'll be Nielsville basketball. LMA Cooper will slip back in to give Maddie Geisler a break.
That was a good shot by Kylie. She can shoot those. She can make those. So she's just got to keep shooting them.
Emerson Ormond also in the game.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency. And we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Hopefully we're back here. A little bit of an internet blip, I think. 9:50 to go here in the first half. Now just a 3-point lead for McDonald. 22-17. LMA Cooper into Emily Cooper, left wing. Cooper working a right-handed bounce against Paris Opel. Conference Players of the Year from the Eastern and Western side. Izzy Hartman drives hard to the hoop, leans in with the right hand, can't get it to fall. Rebound to Opelt. She'll cross over on Goulet, working right side. Inside the arc, drop in, into the paint, spinning, lowering the head, and kicking it back out to Jessica Kuhn to Opelt. Opelt runner from 8 feet along the baseline. No one. LMA Cooper wants to run. Cooper blowing past 2 defenders. Now she'll back it out. Kick out to Aubrey Dorn. Back to LMA on the left wing outside the arc. LMA Cooper working a right-handed bounce. Little hesitation. Pops to a stop. Kick out. Older sister Emily Cooper in the lane. That little runner rolls in. 16 points in the first half for Emily Cooper. Set up by younger sister there.
She's loving the Nielsville gym tonight. Oof.
Halfway through the first half, 22-17, McDonald. K Katie Ruff about to come in for the first time for McDonald. Another senior for the Lady Macs. Right side, good head fake, pull up from 17, jumper too long there for Maddie David. Ella Mae Cooper, and to Emily Cooper, just inside the arc, hesitation, runner with a left hand, it won't fall, but a foul.
Nice take to the basket.
As Emily Cooper gets to the line, we'll let you know that you should never let a lingering injury keep you from being your best at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Their team of highly trained sports medicine, orthopedic surgeons, and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. As Emily Cooper hits the first, find them in Altoona and Chippewa Falls with a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Visit cvosm.com/WOGO. First free throw made for Emily Cooper. Couple bounces. Second free throw perfect as well. Give her 18 in the first half, and now Emily Cooper will take a well-deserved break. Katie Ruff in there along with Maddie Geisler, LMA Cooper, Izzy Hartman, Callie Goulet.
You don't want her to sit too long. You don't want her to cool off.
Absolutely not. Katie Ruff wearing 45. She should be wearing 15 a little later in the season. We'll be wearing 15 at home as well. Ruff, of course, just a phenomenal softball season. Took McDonald all the way to the state championship game. State semifinal, excuse me.
She had a wonderful season.
24-17. McDonald up by 7. Kick out to a right corner 3 for Nielsville. That one an air ball, but oh goodness, Maddie Geisler trying to hide her hand behind her back like a soccer player saying, no, that wasn't a handball. But the official 2 feet away said, yes, ma'am, you did touch it.
Yeah. One of the biggest things we're seeing already is just the depth that McDonald has. I mean, they're, you know, they're 9 deep here.
As they sub out now, we've got a quick whistle and a foul on McDonald, and we'll see Kendall Heffler, 5'9" junior, number one, come into the game for the first time. And Kendall can play. We know that.
Kendall, she's going to play defense just like Callie was. And it's going to be, you know, she's going to be all over those people.
I'll excuse myself. That foul was against Nielsville, so that's their fifth. McDonald's committed 2 infractions. Cutting into the paint, through traffic, runner no good for Izzy Hartman. Scramble for the rebound, and Katie Ruff getting in there and causing a held ball. Possession will go to the Nielsville Warriors as Kylie Jensen will check in for Maddie Geisler. We have 8:08 to go in the first half, 24-17 McDonald. Paris Opel had a quick break, and now she will check in favor of number 24, Emerson Ormond, and we've got a timeout, full timeout. We are back in 60 seconds. This is Lady Macs Basketball on WOGO Sports.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering 2 full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Kansas Smith for the 3 and the lead at 24-23.
Miss Rowe, Euro step between 3 defenders and scores.
Deep 3, Emily Cooper.
There you go.
For Emily.
Here is Ben.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Welcome back to Lady Macs Basketball on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Dave Flanagan with you on 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. Sam Aberley back at the WOGO home base in Halley. Stelter Incorporated, a legacy of the highest quality and longest lasting concrete for 3 generations. Stelter Inc. has been turning dreams into reality and is always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Nielsville inbounding against full court McDonald pressure. LMA Cooper out there, along with Callie Goulet, Izzy Hartman, who just commits a foul, Kendall Heffler, and Kylie Jensen. That'll be the 3rd team foul against McDonald, I believe just the 1st on Izzy. She just got a little bit of a shoulder bump in there.
Got Stable. Caught there a little bit. But she's going to keep going hard. There, she got caught for a hold again, I think.
There'll be a couple quick fouls against McDonald. Got a 3-man officiating crew here tonight. That is the 2nd on Izzy, the 4th on the Lady Macs. They'll stack and scatter far side of the floor. Inbounds for Nielsville up top. Hartman almost took that away from Dable. Nice pass drop down low and up and in for two is Jessica Kuhn, and that's her first basket. Excuse me, that's her first non-three-point basket. Five for Kuhn, 24-19, five-point lead for McDonald's. The heavy hitter is about to come back in for Coach Don Cooper. Aubrey Dorn, Emily Cooper, Maddie Geister checking in as well in just a few moments. Hartman left wing, Ella Mae Cooper. Ella Mae working against this zone. Skips it over to Jensen. Far side of the floor into the corner. Heffler. Nice Heffler pass. Finds a cutting Izzy. Nice Hartman pass. Up and in for two.
Great
a
cut.
Dime for a Kendall and a great finish. That's Izzy's first basket. 26-19 McDonald. Into the right corner for Nielsville. Quick three on the way from that corner. Rattling it in. Another youngster, number 20. Kaylee Lawrence is not a youngster. She's a junior. 26-22 McDonald. I think both of these coaches have to be very pleased at the way their team is shooting the three first game of the season.
Well, just in general, playing at a pretty high level here for the first game and second game.
Cross-court skip pass knocked out of bounds by Subke into her own bench. And so Ella Mae Cooper, Kylie Jensen, Kendall Heffler will take a break. As we mentioned, Dorn, Emily Cooper, and Maddie Geisler back in, along with Callie Goulet and Izzy Hartman, original starting five. Emily Cooper left wing. Again, she has 18 of McDonald's 26. Cooper pulls up just inside the foul line, bounces it down to Aubrey Dorn, who loses it in the paint, held ball. Possession going back to Nielsville with 6:32 to play.
It was a nice play. They just, they played great defense as well. But ball was low. Aubrey's going to get that ball high.
Now are they saying the possession arrow didn't change?
Yeah, I think so.
So it's McDonald basketball inbounding underneath with Maddie Geisler. So she'll give herself a few feet to work with beyond the baseline. Kicks to Emily Cooper. Can she stay hot for three? Yep, that's five from downtown.
Well,
21 points. Goodness gracious. I have officially run out of room for Emily Cooper to hit any more threes with the scorebook that they gave us. 21 in the first half.
Okay.
21 of the 29. There's an air ball along the baseline from Subke, but an offensive rebound. Paris Opel has it knocked away from her. Great deke from behind by Callie Goulet, and Maddie Geisler ends up with a loose ball. Right side, Emily Cooper. Cooper, jab step, holding. Now she'll work a left-handed dribble up top between the circles. Izzy Hartman on the left wing outside the arc. Finds Callie Goulet straight on. Goulet ball fake to Cooper. Cooper, they left her open again. That one off the front of the rim. Cooper almost snagged the offensive rebound. Nielsville coming out of there fast. Hesitation dribble. Nice take to the bucket, but no good for Havel, who's a talented freshman. Everything but the finish there. Emily Cooper up top. McDonald leading by 7, 29-22. 5.5 to go in the first half here from Nielsville on WOGO Sports. Emily Cooper working off a high screen from Aubrey Dorn. Kick out. Maddie Geisler looking for her first three. That went off the mark. Offensive rebound pulled down by Kuhn.
Kind of knock those down a little bit. Come on, Maddie.
Izzy Hartman hassling Dable in the backcourt. Safely gets it across the timeline. Left wing Subke outside the arc. Bounces over on the right wing. Looking for Opel, instead kick out to Kuhn for her second three. That one's an air ball, and Emily Cooper, I think, touched it. Emily Cooper saying, no, I didn't, but the official again was right on top of that. Maddie Geisler's going to take a break. And coming in now for McDonald, they will have Aubrey Dorn, Kylie Jensen, Emily Cooper, Ella Mae Cooper, and Callie Goulet on the floor. Under 5 minutes to play now. Pull up in the lane. High arcing shot for Olivia Langreck. No good. Left side, Ella Mae Cooper. Cooper just inside the arc. Pulls up from 17. That one won't rattle through.
I have no idea.
4:40 to go. Emily Cooper, the leading scorer on both sides with 21. Subke just outside the arc. Fallaway shot. Nice hit from Subke.
Wow, fadeaway step. That's a nice shot.
5-point game.
Nice hesitation.
Little runner by Ella Mae Cooper. That one won't go down, and Paris Opel pulls out the rebound. Ella Mae still looking for her first points here tonight. McDonald leads by two possessions, 29-24, with 4:08 to go. kick out left side. Another open look at a three, and another three good for the Neillsville Warriors. That time, Emerson Ormond.
Another great shot from the three-point line.
29-27, just a two-point game. LMA Cooper left wing. Hesitation dribble, lowers the shoulder.
Nice
teardrop shot. That's her first varsity bucket, LMA Cooper.
Open up that left side, and she took advantage of it.
And shielding the ball, and then a little teardrop with the right baby hook. 31-27, McDonald up four. Under 3.5 to go in the first half. Whistle and a foul. That's the fifth against McDonald.
Got Aubrey on a cheap one. No body.
That would be her first. Fifth. Chloe Flanagan coming in for the first time tonight. Chloe, the sophomore, 5'5", and wears number 20. She'll come in for LMA Cooper. Subkey will inbound from right in front of the McDonald coaches. Subkey drops it in to Dable, the freshman. Working against Emily Cooper. Up top. Back to Dable. Kick out for a deep three left wing. That one just rims out, and Flanagan snares the rebound. Emily Cooper push ahead to Kylie Jensen. Jensen pull up for a 14-foot baseline jumper. That one too strong. Knocked out of bounds. Callie Goulet trying to save it, not able to. A 3:03 to play. Still in a four-point game. Service Master of Chippewa Valley, your local experts in home and business restoration from floods, fires, and mold, plus carpet and air duct cleaning as well. ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. Trust comes in the yellow truck.
Nice little unforced turnover. Neillsville unfortunately went out of bounds.
So Neillsville gives it right back to the Lady Max with 3:02 to play here in the first half. 31-27, close contest as many would expect. Emily Cooper up top. A couple crossovers. Asking for a clear out on the right side. Long skip to Flanagan. Flanagan back behind the arc. Over to Emily Cooper. Cooper, another really deep three. That one off the front of the rim. Aubrey Dorn trying to save it in front of the student section. Not quite able to track it down. Maddie Geisler's going to check back in for Coach Don Cooper.
I was watching the Neillsville coach to see if Emily would have made that. What the poor guy was going to do then.
I don't know what you would do. Again, she hit one from that exact same spot, one of the volleyball markings out there. 2:38 left in the half. A 31-27 game. A little bit of a carry, it seemed, there for Neillsville, and then changing the pivot foot. So a turnover.
Again, just
Olivia Langreck.
Just a little bit of pressure.
Chloe Flanagan checks out. LMA Cooper back in. Aubrey Dorn will inbound. And McDonald just comes at you in waves. There's still a lot of talent on that bench that hasn't seen action yet tonight.
Yeah, they're deep.
Up top, Callie Goulet. Over to Emily Cooper. Cooper up top, Maddie Geisler. Geisler, big ball fake, driving in hard against Opelt and lost it out of bounds.
And McDonald's trying to work the ball inside to Aubrey. If they would have just waited a little bit more, Aubrey flashed across and would have been open. Got to get it inside just a little bit.
This is the first game of the season, but a lot of seniors who played a lot of basketball for Coach Don Cooper. LMA Cooper working against Dable. Driving in hard on the left side. A foul by Maddie Geisler as Layla Walk. Walk to the free throw line, shooting two. Well, whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Give them a call at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric, proud to back the Max. Walk misses the first free throw. Callie Goulet is going to get a break. Maddie Geisler as well. Izzy Hartman and Katie Ruff in for the Lady Max. Second free throw for Walk. That one is long but rattles in. Layla Walk, her first points. Three-point game, one possession game again. Under two at a play, 31-28, McDonald. Aubrey Dorn up top. Skips over, Emily Cooper. Izzy Hartman straight on. Bit of a ball fake, drops off for LMA Cooper. Cooper just inside the foul line to Emily Cooper. Emily hands off to Izzy Hartman, curling in the lane. Beautiful Euro step, but she walked with the ball before she could finish.
That's just good defense. I mean, we just have to be patient. I mean, they're doing a great job of plugging the middle, but eventually you wear them down, and we're going to get a layup.
Inbounds to Maddie Dable. Paris Opelt back across the floor in the backcourt to Dable. She'll cross the timeline, trying to avoid the trap, and threw the pass away to Ruff. Ruff to LMA Cooper. Cooper drops it down to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn stumbling along the baseline. She's able to snatch it back, but must have stepped out of bounds. I'm not sure. That was kind of a delayed call, it seemed.
Yeah, I was waiting for a foul of some sort.
As the ball goes back to Nielsville. Their chance to tie the game or come within one on this possession. Minute 22 and counting in the first half. Aubrey Dorn swats a pass away in the backcourt. Goes right back to Dable, gets it to Opelt. Now to the left corner. LMA Cooper knocks a pass to Aubrey Dorn and a turnover to McDonald.
1-3-1 trap.
Emily Cooper to Izzy Hartman. 14-foot baseline jumper. Far side of the rim. No. Rebound pulled down by Opelt. 60 seconds to play in the half. And a three-point game, 31-28 McDonald here on the road at Nielsville. Shooting a pass inside. Kuhn goes too strong off the backboard after an almost assist from Paris Opelt. LMA Cooper, runner from 5 feet. No. Offensive rebound. Izzy Hartman pulls it down. Out to Aubrey Dorn. Swings to Emily Cooper. 42 seconds to go. Cooper,
nice pass
down to Ruff. Her shot is blocked. Back out to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn backing in along the right baseline and a leaning two.
See if we can play a little defense here now. 1-3-1. They've had trouble. Aubrey's just making it hard for him to pass it across.
It's a pretty move by Dorn. She has six in our unofficial tally, 33-28 for the Lady Macs. Watt kick out to Dable. Dable looking for another three, and she's got her second of the night.
She's got nice form for shooting that ball.
33-31, two-point game with 8 seconds left. Emily Cooper up top. Cooper out to LMA Cooper. LMA hit and a blocking foul with 3.9 seconds to play. That is team foul number six, so they had one to give. 3.9 left. It's the 16th foul.
Let's get a shooter in here.
On Nielsville.
Got Kylie.
Izzy Hartman comes out. Kylie Jensen in. We'll see what McDonald can draw up here in the final 3.9, leading 33-31. LMA Cooper will inbound. Holding, waiting. Finds Emily Cooper
and got
an offensive foul.
Kylie got caught on a moving screen.
So the ball will go back to Nielsville with a chance to tie or take the lead with a heave here. McDonald's going to try to make that difficult with some full court pressure. Long inbounds pass. Stepping into a 30-foot three off the mark and no good for Olivia Langreck. Well, as expected, we have a tight one here at the break. 2 points separate the Nielsville Warriors and your McDonald Lady Macs. We'll step out and be back in 3 minutes here on WOGO Halle, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. It's 33-31 at the break on WOGO Sports.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyce & Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyce & Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyce & Ford.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake, book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Northwestern Bank, delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
It is halftime here in Neillsville. WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. First game of the season for your McDonald Central Lady Macs. Facing the 1-0 Neillsville Warriors, Caleb Swenson, Dave Flanagan with you. We'll get you some stats and highlights from the first half. But almost need to take a moment to breathe a little bit here because McDonald, every time it seemed like they could get some arm's length separation from this Neillsville team, the Warriors punch right back.
Well, you know what? Again, I think we have two good teams going at it. And even though if they get, you know, Neillsville was down, but what they do, slowly pecked away and came back. You know, good teams are going to do that. So it's one of those things where you sit there and you just wait for them to make their little runs. And you get into this run game, and sooner or later, hopefully their runs, you know, become shorter, which in turn allows you to build your lead.
When you look at the three-point shooting for McDonald, 5 three-pointers made, all of them from Emily Cooper, who just had a phenomenal first half. But Neillsville kind of quietly has hit 8 three-pointers in the first half. I mean, again, 1 free throw, 3 two-point field goals, and 8 three-pointers. I mean, their three-point shooting here in their home gym where they're most comfortable is what's keeping them in this game and keeping them within striking distance.
Yeah, and when I think about it a little bit, it's like, well, Aubrey's in the middle, and so they've taken their game to the outside. I would like to think when they play against teams that don't have an Aubrey, you know, Opelt has got to be able to score inside, I'm sure. So, and we'll see what the second half is. I mean, I expect them to sort of take it at us a little bit in the second half now, just because of fouls and such like that, even though we're not in trouble. But, you know, that's sort of what can happen real easy. You slow that game down and get us in foul trouble a little bit with our main players. We'll see, but I guess I would expect that a little bit.
Well, let's take a look at the leading scorers for both sides. Sydney Subkey leads the way for Neillsville. One of the returning starters for Coach John Geyer, she has 10 points. Then 6 for Maddie Dable, the freshman, 5 for Jessica Kuhn. Just 3 for Paris Opelt, reigning Eastern Conference Player of the Year, so you know that she's going to get going before long. 3 for Emerson Ormond, 3 for Kaylee Lawrence, and 1 for Layla Walk. On the other side for McDonald, 5 three-pointers in the first half for Emily Cooper and 21 points in the first half. 6 for Aubrey Dorn, 2 for LMA Cooper, 2 for Izzy Hartman, and 2 for Kylie Jensen. And we mentioned, again, all the talent on this McDonald roster. And as amazing as Emily's performance was, I think you're saying, hey, we need to balance our scoring out a little bit more and get some of those shots, those good looks, to start falling.
Oh, and I'll use Maddie as an example. She had great looks and great shots. You know what? And she's going to make them. She's capable of making them, and she's going to keep shooting them. You know, Kylie, the list goes on and on. They're all good shots, and it just so happens theirs didn't fall, where Emily's fell from all over.
All over, indeed. Well, let's take a listen to the first half highlights. Again, 33-31. McDonald leads by 2 on the road here at Neillsville. Here's how the first half sounded on WOGO Sports. Post turning and facing the bucket, Aubrey Dorn. Dorn at the foul line, steps back for an 18-foot jumper, and she's just walking back down the floor. She knew it as soon as it left her hand.
It's got to be the pink shoes.
Only one bounce over to Kylie Jensen on the left wing. Kylie over to Emily Cooper. Cooper lines up a three left wing. Got it.
We got shooters as well. Can't believe they left her open.
11 May. Left side. Ella Mae Cooper drops back to older sister. Cooper, 4-3, left wing, splashed it.
Great ball movement, found the open person, made the shot. Wide open again.
Younger Cooper at the point right now. Emily Cooper, left wing, thought about a really deep three. Left corner, gets it back.
It
now
is.
Cooper doesn't think, she just lets fly and nails another one, her third of the first half. Emily Cooper is cooking.
Well, it makes the game a lot easier.
And kick to the corner, Maddie Geisler pops a three, left corner. That one too long. Offensive rebound, Goulet back out to Emily Cooper.
My.
Can she hit a fourth?
Ooh,
oh, my goodness.
Out.
That was 8 feet beyond the line.
Can't guard that.
11, McDonald will step out and be back in 30 seconds. This is Lady Max. LeMay Cooper. LeMay working against this zone. Skips it over to Jensen. Far side of the floor into the corner. Heffler.
Nice
Heffler
pass.
Finds a cutting Izzy Hartman
nice
up and in for two.
Great
a
cut.
Dime for Kendall and a great finish. So it's McDonald basketball inbounding underneath with Maddie Geisler. Geisler will give herself a few feet to work with beyond the baseline. Kicks to Emily Cooper. Can she stay hot for three? Yep, that's five from downtown. From Paris Opelt. Ella Mae Cooper, runner from 5 feet. No offensive rebound. Izzy Hartman pulls it down. Out to Aubrey Dorn. Swings to Emily Cooper. 42 seconds to go. Cooper,
nice pass
down to Ruff. Her shot is blocked. Back out to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn backing in along the right baseline and a leaning two. And that's how the first half sounded here on WOGO Sports. We'll be back in 60 seconds as the second half begins. McDonald on the road here at Neillsville leading by a bucket. 33-31. Back in 60.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Kansas Smith for the three and the lead at 24-23.
Misfelt Euro step between three defenders and scores.
Deep three, Emily Cooper.
There you go.
For Emily.
Here has been. Oh, Ben Carlson.
Yes.
Relentless number 19.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Second half set to begin here on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Dave Flanagan with you from the Fieldhouse in Neillsville. Sam Aberle back in the WOGO studios in Hallie. Two teams with a lot of postseason aspirations, but none of those come to fruition until you take care of business in the regular season, which starts tonight for your McDonald Lady Mac second game of the season for the Neillsville Warriors. And when you look at how competitive this Division 4 field could be, Dave Flanagan, of course we saw Neillsville 27-0 lose to Colfax in that sectional final for the right to go to Green Bay last year. Colfax, again, defending state qualifier from Division 4. They got really clubbed by Regis on Tuesday night. I believe that score is 52-39. So look out, Coach Teddy Joas. And the Ramblers might have a little something to say about this conference title race and a lot of the postseason as well.
Well, and, you know, there's no secret here. I think these two teams, you know, if everything plays out, they could be playing at the end of the year against each other.
They will start out here in a two-point game, 33-31. Neillsville with the ball moving right to left. Maddie Dable, the freshman, kick out to Kuhn. Kuhn jab step up top to their leading scorer, Subke. The first half, she had 10 points. Gracie Shane Garth, along with Paris Opelt, original starting five out there for Coach John Geyer. Subke will try to stay hot. Her three hits the back iron. Offensive rebound, though, pulled down by Kuhn. Kuhn working against Dorn. Kick out to Shane Garth. Shane Garth puts on the floor with the left hand. Runner, and she rolls one in and ties the game. Gracie Shane Garth, the 5'2 junior, her first basket, and that's going to make it 33 all.
Neillsville was nice and patient on that offensive set.
Emily Cooper, Izzy Hartman, Maddie Geisler, Callie Goulet.
Now
Aubrey Dorn.
There we go.
Original starting five and
new man. Here
we go, Matty Geisler. Second half nails a straight on three, and now a steal by Emily Cooper. 36-33 McDonald. Emily Cooper kick out to Matty. Matty to Izzy Hartman. Hartman hesitates, has her shot blocked by Subke out of bounds and off of Izzy out of bounds to Nielsville.
Yep. Nice hard take to the basket. Nice block. Went off of Izzy.
That was the first three-pointer for McDonald made by someone other than Emily Cooper. Izzy Hartman gets knocked down in the backcourt. She'll scramble up, get back on defense. Subke, left wing, puts it on the floor with the right hand. Subke kicks out to Kuhn. Kuhn outside the arc on the right wing. Parasopa was trying to post up for a moment. Shane Garth, left wing. Minute and a half gone by, second half. Kuhn has an open look at a three from the left wing. Splashed it, tie game again. The ninth three-point hit for Nielsville.
You know, well, it brings Aubrey out, and Aubrey's got to come out and guard her now a little bit.
36 apiece. I wonder if these Nielsville kids have to shoot 100 threes before they can have breakfast in the morning or something. Matty Geisler trying to go two for two in the second half. That one just rims out. It's a good look for Matty.
They're going to let Matty shoot here in the second half.
She's going to have to show them just how hot she can get. 2 minutes gone by now here in the second half, and a little hand check foul is going to go against Matty Geisler with 15:56 to play. Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. Seesaw fair back and forth we go. 36 apiece here in Nielsville. Kuhn on the left wing. Aubrey Dorn comes out on her. Kuhn now puts it on the floor, and she jittered a little bit. Slid and kicks out for a three that bounces in and out a couple different times. Now Emily Cooper on the run for McDonald. Finds Callie Goulet. Goulet up and in for two.
Nice reward for a nice pass.
That's another thing besides defense that Callie Goulet does so well is run the floor. And her point guard found her.
You got it.
An offensive foul, yes, as Subke sends Emily Cooper flying.
Nice defense, Emily. Moves her feet.
I think Mark Maloney likes to call that the forearm shiver. Burks in football. Again, yeah. Congratulations to
Coach. I played
Maloney
against him in basketball. He always did that to me.
There you go. Matty Geisler, right wing against Kuhn, drops down in the post. Aubrey Dorn. Dorn turns, trying to muscle it up, and she walked with the ball. Just took one extra little step there.
Want to try to keep that ball up just a little bit. Don't bring it down so everybody can play with it.
Kuhn is going to inbound against some full court pressure.
Nice.
Knocked away by Goulet. Oh. And Goulet accidentally knocks over a Nielsville player. That's Shane Garth. As they collide, as Goulet knocked the ball away, and Shane Garth just a little quicker to the ball, and Goulet kind of fell on top of her. Kuhn is going to come out, and in is number 24, Emerson Ormond, who had three in the first half. Hit one of those eight threes for McDonald in the first 18 minutes. 38-36, the Lady Max. Matty Davil over to Subke. Subke against Emily Cooper. Flips it out to Shane Garth at the foul line. Comes to a nice jump stop, working the pivot foot. They'll drop it into Paris Opel. Opel triple teamed, and she loses it out of bounds, blocked by McDonald. Not sure if Dorn or others got a piece of that.
Well, you can sort of see start of the second half. I mean, Opel hasn't left the lane area, so they're going to try to work that ball inside to her.
14:48 to go in the half. Nielsville inbounding underneath. They'll get it to Opelt along the right baseline. Paris Opelt crossing over on Matty Goulet. Opelt falling away, and that's just a tough, tough jumper from 12 feet. Paris Opelt was not going to give that ball up until she got a shot.
That was good defense. That was just better offense.
5 points for Opelt. Tied at 38. Matty Geisler straight on for three. Money, Matty.
That a girl.
Matty Geisler heating up. The senior makes it 41-38, McDonald. I need a couple more of those here in the second half.
Yep, got to make a play, honest defense on her.
Subke flips one over the timeline. Hits it back for Mormons. Subke between the wheels, checked by Emily Cooper. Puts it on the floor with the right hand on the right side of the lane. She kind of held that elbow out a little bit more again. They didn't call it. Missed the shot high off the window. Coming the other way, Emily Cooper goes behind her back, then spins, pulls up, beautiful kiss off the glass after a flurry of moves, and Emily Cooper has 23.
Here we go. All right, starting to speed up the game here a little bit.
And we have a whistle, and I missed that as I put my head down.
The person taking the ball out of bounds has to stay in one spot, and she ran.
Okay.
Ran the baseline, which after a make, I think you can.
Yeah. That's.
Or I didn't see the pass in. They might have traveled right away.
Maybe she stepped on the line. Yeah. Let's see. 43-38 McDonald's, Ella Mae Cooper in. And now we have a quick whistle. Kylie Jensen came in as well. So Kylie Jensen, Aubrey Dorn, Maddie Geisler, Emily Cooper, and Ella Mae Cooper. And that whistle against McDonald is their third here in the second half.
Emily got caught on a hold.
That's her first.
Sending a screen for Aubrey.
Ella Mae Cooper against Opelt in the backcourt. Opelt picks up her dribble, loops it across the logo to Kuhn, back to Opelt. Hear that Neillsville Warriors insignia. Opelt wanted a three. Emily Cooper getting right in her grill. Shingarth loses it in the paint, gets it back out to Subkey. Subkey will line up a three. That one rattles in and out. And a tie up along the baseline. Maddie Geisler getting locked up down there with Kuhn. Possession arrow will go to McDonald.
All right, let's see, we got LMA in here, so see if things pick up a little bit.
Well, has that small chip in your windshield turned into a big crack and a big problem? Call White City Glass today, serving all of Western Wisconsin. White City Glass, Dale and the crew. 43-38 McDonald, 13-12 to go. LMA Cooper pulls up, 16-foot jumper, money. 4 points for the freshman, LMA Cooper, 45-38 the Lady Max. LMA now in Paris Opelt. Shoulders back and will step into a three and nail it. That's a big hit for Neillsville. Timeout on the floor, 45-41. Full timeout. We are back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald basketball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls. Proud to back the Max.
Lady Max basketball on WOGO Sports. Right before the timeout, Paris Opelt knocks down her second three of the game. She has 8 points now. Again, averaged 18 per game last year. And Opelt able to shrug off her defender and step back into that three. Talented move. McDonald leads 45-41 with the basketball moving left to right here in the second half. Callie Goulet in the left corner. Top Emily Cooper to Kylie Jensen. Jensen hands off to Aubrey Dorn. Working against Subkey across the foul line to LMA Cooper. LMA hesitation, pulls up, left elbow jumper, rattles it home. LMA starting to heat up a little bit. She has 4 in the second half, 6 in the game. It's 47-41 McDonald. Back to a 2-possession lead. Maddie Dable up top against LMA Cooper, freshman against freshman. Subkey between the wheels, working a right-handed bounce, flips over Paris Opelt against Callie Goulet. Subkey right wing. A little two-player game to Opelt. She'll try another three. That one too strong. Rebound wrestled down by Aubrey Dorn. Emily Cooper. Cooper weaving across the timeline. Emily Cooper full head of steam. Kick out Kylie Jensen. Jensen kick out to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn against Subkey. Drives in hard. Hangs and cannot hit. And that is a foul on whom?
I think they're calling on Aubrey.
Offensive foul on Aubrey Dorn. Bang, bang play as she gives a helpful hand to Kuhn, gets her back up. But Aubrey Dorn just picked up her second foul. She'll stay out there as Kendall Heffler in for... Nope. Kendall's coming in for Aubrey. But again, no significant foul trouble, knock on wood, for McDonald. They've committed 4 here in the second half. But no one with more than 2. LMA Cooper against Maddie Dable. Dable to Kuhn straight on. Kuhn against Kendall Heffler. Couple dribbles. Pushes it out. Pass into the paint coming from behind Matty Goulet. And just as we say it, that's the fifth foul for McDonald. And so just one foul left to give in the final 11:33. And so you have a two-possession lead. You don't want the Warriors to start creeping a little closer from the free throw line.
Yeah. This was afraid of a little bit at the start of the second half. Yeah.
Inbounds to Kuhn straight on. Kuhn against Kendall Heffler. Kendall bodying her up. Out to Dable straight up. Dable goes between her legs against Ella Mae Cooper. And Ella Mae takes it away. It's loose in the paint. Kendall scoops it up. Kendall back to Ella Mae Cooper. Find your point guard. Ella Mae on the right wing. Working off a high screen. Thought about pulling the trigger on a three. Back to Kendall. Whips it over to Kylie Jensen.
Kylie.
She'll pull the trigger on a three. Right wing. That one in and out. Rebound batted out. Nielsville's able to pull it in. And Olivia Langreck. Langreck loses it on the floor. Emily Cooper grabbed the ball and a timeout. 11:02 to play in a six-point game. McDonald with the lead. We are back in 30 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Lady Max basketball season opener from Nielsville here on WOGO Sports, 47-41. Here in the second half, almost 7 minutes in, 11:02 on the clock. McDonald with a six-point lead. And the possession as they will inbound with Katie Ruff to Ella Mae Cooper, senior to freshman. Katie giving a screen to Ella Mae up top. Ella Mae to Emily Cooper. Working against Langreck up top. He'll spin around to Ella Mae Cooper. She'll launch a three. Nailed it. The Splash Sisters both hot from downtown tonight.
She's been itching to do that.
Again, she hit her first three of the night but was called for traveling first. And now a loose ball, and Ella Mae Cooper had it for a moment but kind of looked like a football player grabbing a fumble. And she lost the handle, and the ball goes back to Nielsville and a foul underneath.
Foul on Emily. That should be her second. Yeah.
Ella Mae Cooper now with 9 points. But again, it kind of looked like when a defensive lineman there tries to grab at the ball and keeps going down the field but didn't actually take the football with him, as Ella Mae had it for a second.
Great defense by Ella Mae.
Now Ella Mae says, stop throwing shade at my defense.
You know, you bring that ball down, everybody's going to play with it.
And six whistles against McDonald, just one against Nielsville here in the second half. That is significant. 9-point game, 50-41. McDonald, a pass thrown away. Unforced error up top.
You know, Aubrey up top on a 1-3-1. That just really makes it difficult to go side to side.
Langreck with the turnover. Shane Garth will come in. Supke back in as well, along with Davel. Checking out Kaylee Lawrence and Emerson Ormond. So, and just a quick breather for some of the starters for Coach John Geyer. He'll get them back out there in a 9-point game. No team has had a double-digit lead yet tonight. Katie Ruff spins it over left side to Emily Cooper. Cooper to Ella Mae, who's had a very hot hand in the second half. Ella Mae Cooper off a high screen from Katie Ruff. Hesitation dribble. Carried. And called for a carry.
Yep.
Maybe just cupped it a little bit on that hesitation. Again, she's just hesitates a bit and then turns on the burners.
Yeah, she's going to get away with that more than she's going to get caught, I think.
It's just been the angle the official had. Long cross-court pass. Subke gets it from Opelt. Back out to Opelt up top. Aubrey swiped at that one, almost knocked it away. Shane Garth in the corner. She took an extra step, I thought. Anyway, a kick out to Dable. Dable a long two. That one knocked away, and Emily Cooper will come out with it out of the scramble. Finds her younger sister, Ella Mae, to the rim. No. Offensive rebound, Aubrey Dorn, and she's stripped by Shane Garth. Shane Garth, a one-on-three, hits the brakes. Kick out to Opel. Opel in rhythm, 4-3, back rim, no. Aubrey Dorn going up high for the rebound, comes
Aubrey
down hard.
Hit.
And hopefully that bun that Aubrey's got her hair done up with cushion that fall, because her head whacked the hardwood pretty.
She's okay, I hope.
Annie Geist is going to check in for Ella Mae Cooper. And again, Aubrey Dorn just taking a second to collect herself here She went down hard there. Looks like she'll staying in. We're waiting for the foul here. It should be against Nielsville, but I'm not sure.
They call the foul on Aubrey. That's her third. Puts him into the bonus. That was interesting.
All right. But apparently what my eyes saw and what was down the floor.
I thought it was going to be a jump ball myself.
Yeah. All right. I must have missed it. So the third on Aubrey Dorn and the seventh on McDonald. This is a one-and-one situation, and Kuhn will hit the first free throw to make it an eight-point game. I believe that's Jessica Kuhn's first point of the second half. That's not a three. 50-42. Kuhn will stand near the three-point line, take a bounce, and step to the free throw line. Three bounces, and hit the three-point. She finds her rhythm and hits a pair. And it's a seven-point game, 50-43 McDonald. We are 23 seconds away from the halfway point of the second half. Katie Ruff out, Maddie Goulet in. And again, Aubrey Dorn playing with three fouls. I'm not going to say anything more about foul trouble for McDonald because I feel like I jinxed it.
Just got to play here.
Still just one whistle against Nielsville here in the second half. Geisler to Maddie Goulet up top. Callie Goulet, excuse me. Izzy Hartman between the wheels. Hands off to Maddie Geisler. Hit a couple threes in the second half. Flip over to Emily Cooper. Cooper working against Shane Garth. A right-handed bounce outside the arc on the right wing. Crossing over on Shane Garth. Kick out to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn at the right elbow. Flips out to Izzy Hartman. Hartman pulls up from the foul line. Front rim, no. Rebound pulled down by Layla Walk. Back to Opelt. Opelt to Subkey across the timeline. Subkey drops it over for Davel on the left wing outside the arc. Up top to Opelt. The work down to Davel. Davel in rhythm for three. Rims in and out. Knocked out of bounds off of Nielsville. Quick hands there by Layla Walk. The freshman knocked it away from Emily Cooper, but out of bounds to the Lady Macs with 8:34 to go. 50-43. McDonald still leads by seven.
A wide open layup.
Going in hard and maybe blocked. Either
nice
by
block.
Subkey or the underside of the backboard there.
Caught Nielsville sleeping.
Looked like Izzy had a chance at a layup there too, but a good recovery by Sydney Subkey. Out of bounds to the Lady Macs with 8:28 to go. Maddie Geisler will inbound. Two at the left elbow. Looking for Dorn. Dorn in a crowd. Has it knocked away from her along the baseline. Out of bounds. Last touch by whom? Off of Nielsville. And Maddie Geisler will go to the opposite side of the lane along the baseline to inbound this one. Waiting and looking, Maddie Geisler, and called for 5 seconds.
You got Emily.
Emily Hartman. Another offensive foul.
Another moving screen on their out of bounds play.
So again, plenty of things to coach up and clean up.
Yeah.
After this one, 50-43. Opelt gets it back from Subkey. Along the near side of the floor. Takes a bounce pass across the timeline. Subkey on the right wing. Cross court skip to Opelt. Opelt deep three left wing. That one back rim. No. Good box out by Maddie Geisler. Knocks it to Izzy Hartman. And McDonald's on the move left to right.
Let's work the ball here now a little bit. Let's get a good one.
Emily Cooper drops it down. Beautiful pass to Goulet, who lost it on the way to the hoop. Subkey comes out of the pile. With the rebound over to Opelt. Opelt hits the brakes on the left wing. Over on the right side. 4-3, nailing it, barely rippling. And that is Layla Walk, and that's another freshman who can shoot. And now seven different players have hit at least 1-3 for Nielsville, and it's a four-point game, 50-46. As LMA Cooper about to come back in, and Emily Cooper just caught Walk.
Let's see here once. Might have to take a little time out, regroup a little bit.
Izzy Hartman out, Maddie Geisler out, Kylie Jensen in along with LMA Cooper with 7:35 to go, 50-46. McDonald's led by as many as nine, but could not get it to double digits. And now Nielsville slowly but surely right back in this.
Well, they got the foul game in their favor, and that's what I was afraid of here coming out of the second half.
And eight fouls whistled against McDonald here in the second half. Only one infraction by Nielsville. Along the baseline, hitting the underside of the hoop, then blocked. Layla Walk. Good defense. McDonald on both sides of the rim there. Aubrey Dorn to Emily Cooper. Cooper big head fake up top. McDonald leads by four. Just over 7 minutes to play in this contest. Season opener for your Lady Max here on WOGO Sports. LMA Cooper up top. Hesitation to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn pulls up from 10 in the lane. Front rim, no. Rebound to Subkey.
Great offense. Great shot. Ran some clock. It's all good.
Subkey bounce over right side to Walk. Walk who just hit that three. Back out to Subkey. Dable into the corner. Paris Opel, don't leave her open. Far side of the rim, missed the three, but an offensive rebound back out to Walk. 4-3, back rim, no. Rebound pulled down by Aubrey Dorn. Keeping the ball high for a moment as a lot of hands were waving at it. Emily Cooper on the left wing. Cooper up top, Subkey squaring out on her. Under 6.5 to go in the game now. 50-46 McDonald. Emily Cooper crossing over on Subkey at the foul line. Out to LMA. Kick out to Kylie Jensen. Jensen over to Emily Cooper for a deep three. It's about time. We're looking for that one.
And that was a
her
big one.
Six.
There's our timeout.
53-46. That is a huge make for Emily Cooper. We are back in 30 seconds. This is Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Sports.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyce & Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyce & Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyce & Ford.
.607 to go. Full timeout called by McDonald. They lead 53-46. And a good time for the 6 three-pointer by Emily Cooper. She has 26 tonight. Dave Flanagan at that one again. Momentum had really been shifting over to the Neillsville Warriors, so that's a huge make.
Well, and you sort of look, I mean, okay, she had 21 the first half, and, you know, she's only gotten five. And, you know, that put her to five in the second half. That was a big three. We needed that because we hadn't scored in a little while.
And again, it's been a bit of a drought for McDonald offensively. Maddie Geisler has done some really nice things, and LMA Cooper in the second half as well. But again, a lot of focus on Emily Cooper and Aubrey Dorn, as expected. And so it's who else is going to step up and open some things up for them as well as scoring yourself.
Yeah, I mean, well, Neillsville's done a great job of plugging the middle. And they're going to make us shoot from the outside. And hopefully they want us to miss. And we want to make them.
53-46 McDonald, Neillsville. With 6 minutes on the clock. Dable for two, back rim, no. Rebound LMA Cooper, and Cooper wants to run. LMA, one on two, goes right to the rim. That one doesn't quite have the English.
Well, I mean, it's a great move. What can you say? It just didn't go in.
Paris Opel along the baseline. Tough shot. That one won't fall, but an offensive rebound by Kuhn. Kick out ends up in the hands of Subkey. Subkey clanks off the front rim, and LMA Cooper with the rebound. Oh, goodness, and they're saying she stepped on the line.
Stepped on the line.
Officials right on top of that call and goes back to Neillsville. LMA Cooper had the rebound, but again, just part of that sneaker must have touched the black along the baseline. Dable up top working off a screen from Kuhn. Pulls it up at the left elbow to Paris Opel. Izzy Hartman is on Opel now. Opel runs into a double team, somehow sneaks by it, working the pivot out to Dable. Dable, a freshman. And the left block extended. Tough shot with the left hand. High off the glass. No. Rebound, Emily Cooper. 5-10 to go.
They try to put it inside, see if they get a foul call, and they didn't get one.
Again, Neillsville's played the first 13 minutes of the second half and only committed one foul. Emily Cooper up top. McDonald contend to try to run a little clock here. They lead by 7, 53-46.
They can play a little defense. Spread them out.
Emily Cooper working off a high screen from Aubrey Dorn.
There we go.
And a little hand check foul. That's going to be the second on whom for Neillsville. I think they'll get that against Subkey. Team second, her second. Aubrey Dorn in front of the McDonald fan section will inbound. Moves it into the backcourt for Emily Cooper. Cooper with 26 points to lead all scorers here tonight. That's 26 of McDonald's 53. But none of it matters, of course, if you don't get the W, and McDonald with some work to do in the final 4.5, leading by 7. Ella Mae Cooper to Izzy Hartman, and the pass gets away from Izzy. Maybe not quite as on target as Ella Mae would have been looking for. That potential assist. And right back to the Neillsville Warriors. Lady Max, full court, man-to-man defense here. A little bit of an arm check, and the foul going to go against Ella Mae Cooper for a block. I thought maybe they would get Maddie Dable there. Leading with the forearm a little bit, but the call going against LMA, and that's the team's ninth foul. So 1-1 for the final time tonight. Shooting the double bonus, the final 421 will be the Neillsville Warriors. It's the second on LMA Cooper. Davil, the freshman, the lefty. Free throw is good. 53-47, two-possession game. That's Davil's first make from the free throw line. Freshman second free throw comes up short. Aubrey Dorn, great box out. Still a six-point game, 53-47, 4:17 to go here from Neillsville. Emily Cooper off a high screen from Aubrey Dorn. Crossing over against Subke. Emily Cooper maintaining the bounce. Leaves it now for Maddie Geisler, who's hit a couple threes here in the second half against Kuhn. Gets a screen from Dorn. Flips it over to Emily Cooper. Cooper stepping back for a deep three. That one rims in and out.
That was in.
Halfway down. Subkey across the logo. Flip over to Dable. Dable hesitates and has it taken away. Her pocket picked by Emily Cooper. Cooper, a one-on-one against Subkey. Stops, pops up and in.
Nice steal by Emily. Good finish.
That's 28 for Emily Cooper. A big bucket. Makes it an eight-point game, 55-47. 3.5 to go. Langreck against two McDonald defenders, tied up, and possession will go to McDonald. Dorn and Emily Cooper collaborating on that one. Couple subs for Coach John Geyer. Shane Garth coming back out there along with Layla Walk. Aubrey Dorn will inbound right in front of the Neillsville bench to Emily Cooper. She's going to have full court pressure from Walk. Goes behind her back in the backcourt. Emily into the forecourt now on the left side. Aubrey Dorn showing screen. They'll try to double up top with Paris Opelt. Now Opelt matched up against Cooper. Maddie Geisler between the wheels for McDonald. Again, they'll try to bleed clock every possession here. Izzy Hartman up top to Emily Cooper. Has to go low for that pass as we trickle under 3 minutes to play. 55-47, the Lady Max here on the road. McDonald up top with Emily Cooper against Paris Opelt. Drops at the high post. Aubrey Dorn. Dorn back outside the three-point arc. Maddie Geisler. Geisler throws a contested pass to Dorn. Dorn able to retrieve it just inside the arc.
I think we get it back out here.
Aubrey Dorn losing it for a moment, and she'll skip it out to Maddie Geisler. And Coach Cooper not quite liking what he's seeing on the offensive side of the ball there. And a full timeout called. We're back in 60 seconds. Lady Max basketball late going second half here in Neillsville on WOGO Sports.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald basketball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls, proud to back the Max.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Welcome back to Lady Max Basketball season opener. Caleb Swenson, Dave Flanagan with you. Live from Neillsville. Again, thank you to Athletic Director King and Neillsville for the accommodations here tonight. This beautiful field house. Sam Aberley back at the Wogo home base in Halley. 2:36 to play. Lady Max lead 55-47 over the Neillsville Warriors. Neillsville's going to have a lot of fouls to give here. And they just committed their third going for the steal.
Well, they're going to come and trap us in the corners, so we got to get rid of that ball as soon as we get to a corner.
That whistle goes against Layla Walk, the freshman, her first. Again, the team's third. Aubrey Dorn, they'll stack in front of her. She'll inbound in front of the McDonald coaches. Aubrey holding, throws into the backcourt, and we have a whistle, and what?
Another moving screen.
Wow.
Once
the NFL, they have points of emphasis. That one going against Izzy Hartman, team's 10th foul, and Izzy's fourth, but...
Once they start calling it, they start looking for it a little bit. Yeah, she's gotten caught two or three times tonight.
Dave will inbound to Paris Opelt. Under 2.5 minutes to go in this game, 55-47. Nielsville again with double-digit three-point makes here tonight. Dable into the corner, Shangarth. Shangarth back out to Dable, the freshman. She took a little extra hop step, and that is a travel. The official's right on top of the call. Matty Geisler will check in. Dable's going to come out. Langreck in for Coach John Geyer in Nielsville. Aubrey Dorn into LMA Cooper. Cooper crossing over in the backcourt. Loses the ball for a moment. Gets their dribble back. And throws it away across the timeline. But Paris Opelt, I don't know if she stepped out of bounds. Looked like she may have on the far side. She was juggling that intercepted pass.
And caught her on the baseline, the sideline.
And Layla Walk and Opelt with a nice trap there.
Well, you know, we got to remember it's the first game. That's sort of it, all of what they're doing is only going to get better.
LMA Cooper in the backcourt. Working against Walk. Has a pass knocked away by Shangarth in the right corner. McDonald will inbound with Aubrey Dorn. Dorn will hold. Wait. Finds Emily Cooper. Right back to Dorn outside the arc. Skips it back out to Emily. Senior to senior. Emily Cooper has it knocked away from her and a steal, but the ball hits out of bounds right in front of the scorer's table. Layla Walk. And you can see some of these freshmen, why Coach Geyer called them army ants. I mean, they're just swarming and talented. A talented young group of freshmen on both of these teams.
Yes.
LMA Cooper fouled from behind. She was looking for Maddie Geisler, who snuck open along the baseline, but a foul first. That's the fourth against Nielsville, second on Paris Opelt. So with a minute 46 left, McDonald will inbound. Again, a couple more fouls yet to give for Nielsville. The clock trickling away as the Lady Macs have a 55-47 lead. Emily Cooper gets it back from LMA. High post. Aubrey Dorn shoots it back out to LMA Cooper. Cooper skips it across the floor. Emily Cooper, sisters playing catch up top. LeMay holding with a minute 28 to go. Back to Emily. High post feed. Dorn kicks back out to LMA Cooper on the right side. Loops it over for Emily. Emily back to LMA near the Nielsville Warriors logo at midcourt. Emily left wing against Paris Opelt. Hits the brakes. Back out to Aubrey Dorn with a minute 13 to play. Emily Cooper left wing to Maddie Geisler. Geisler attacking hard at the rim. Up and in for two. Maddie continues her torrid play in the second half.
You put LMA and Emily up top. That is not a fun night if you're on defense trying to guard those two.
Indeed. 8 points all in the second half for Maddie Geisler. 57-47. First 10-point lead for McDonald, and it's back to a single-digit advantage as Kuhn knocks in a jumper with 53.4 to play. Full timeout. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Northwestern Bank. Delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Final minute of game one of the 2023-24 campaign for your McDonald Central Lady Macs. Trying to hold on here at Neillsville. They lead 57-49 with possession. 53.4 to play. Inbounds to Emily Cooper to LMA. Cooper far side of the floor. LMA puts the head down, goes across the timeline. Back out to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn loops it over for Emily Cooper. Back out to Aubrey, standing near midcourt. Aubrey Dorn. The foul comes with 38 exactly on the clock. Maddie Dable with that whistle. That's her second. Team's fifth. 57-49, McDonald leading by 8. Subkey's going to come back in for Coach John Geyer. And in our post-glass post-game show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls, we'll give you the second half highlights, leading scores analysis. We'll chat with head coach John Cooper. Into the backcourt, Emily Cooper. Dable will go after her, give her the foul with 34.6 to play. That was the last one to give for the Neillsville Warriors, the third on Maddie Dable, the freshman. And see if Emily Cooper gets a trip to the line here. Drop it to her in the backcourt. Hesitates, crosses over against Dable, over to LMA, Cooper left wing. LMA being pursued along the baseline. Oh, she lost her balance. Maybe a slick spot far side of the floor.
She's just too fast. She's got to slow down a little bit.
So the turnover goes to Neillsville with 23 seconds to play. 57-49 game. Long pass in the corner, too tall. Kaylee Lawrence, the junior, loses it out of bounds. It'll go back to McDonald with 17.1 seconds to play.
Hopefully, I'm going to keep playing anyway. Pull her back and call it a night.
Aubrey Dorn will inbound. Goes into LMA Cooper. LMA against fellow freshman Maddie Dable. Nice crossover by LMA across the timeline to Geisler. Geisler has her pass knocked away, but Katie Ruff ends up with it. Ruff looking for a bucket. She's going to go to the line for two. She's fouled by Kuhn with 5.6 seconds to play.
Knock down some free throws here, Katie.
So the senior going to the line. Trying to get into the scorer's book here. And she will calmly ripple the net on the first free throw. Katie Ruff, the 5'10" senior. Second free throw. Perfect.
Go.
Oh, my goodness. Just picture perfect free throws. It's 59-49. McDonald, again, just the second time they've had a double-digit advantage. Opel to Subkey. Subkey to try to hit a three at the buzzer, and she will. Wow. Kind of how the night has gone back and forth. Sydney Subkey hits a three at the buzzer, but too little too late as your McDonald Central Lady Macs 1-0 on the young season as they knock off a tough Neillsville team at home. Neillsville moves to 1-1. Your final score, the McDonald Lady Macs 59, the Neillsville Warriors 52. We'll step out and be back in 3 minutes. This is Lady Macs Basketball on WOGO Sports. The Macs are 1-0.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Post Glass Post Game Show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. A lot coming up. We'll look at the stats, listen to the highlights. But first, we're joined by head coach John Cooper for the first time here tonight. And, Coach, you knew coming down here to Neillsville that you were going to get a battle.
Well, I thought Neillsville did really good. They were very scrappy, and they were just their heart and their passion was just terrific. I just got to give a shout-out to all my seniors and the girls. Like I said, coming to this place is hard. They had finals all week, late practices all week. But again, these seniors have been through so much adversity, and I'm just so proud of them.
When you look at the way your team battled again, Neillsville shot so well in the first half from three and gives you shades, memories, maybe even nightmares of the way they shot. And Chippewa last February hit 8 3-pointers in the first half. Every time you got a little separation, they start knocking down a three or two. And that showed not only their resilience, but yours as well, to be able to take some of those blows and still come out on top and never surrender that lead.
Right, and Coach Dick Geyer does a great job. Like I said, he's got open gyms. These girls are always in the open gyms. They're always shooting. They just do a good job, and they got a great program.
First game of the season, Coach, I'm sure there's always teaching points coming out of it and probably some errors that you didn't necessarily need, turnovers and some fouls on inbounds plays and things like that, that I'm sure you say, hey, girls, we can clean this up pretty easily.
Yes, and I agree. It's kind of hard to play the first game against a quality opponent and just work out all the bugs, but I was very proud of them.
When you move on to your next game, again, Medford, and then not too long, we're going to have you guys on the road at Colfax. I mean, there's some quality non-conference competition, and basically you're saying, girls, we're going to throw you right into the fire. And again, these non-conference games aren't about wins and losses as much as you love the W. It's about, hey, how do we get better as a team, and how do we see where we're at and see, again, where we need to work?
Right. And like I said, I was proud of the girls, and it's a long season, but to play a quality opponent at their place and to do a great job, I was just super proud of them.
And finally, Coach, again, a lot of times we the highlights are the deep threes from Emily and all those things, but what wins games, what wins championships, what's made this program so successful is every girl on the floor buying in on defense. You love what you see from everyone there. I mean, I really want to just make sure that we mention Callie Goulet just did a phenomenal job on one of the best players this side of the state, Paris Opelt.
Right. Paris Opelt was an all-state player last year, and she's a quality player. Like I said, having Callie Goulet and her athleticism has just been a blessing for us.
Coach, this was, again, a great win, a great competitive game, and good to be back to Max Basketball. Thank you so much for your time, and we'll see you in Colfax not too long in the future.
Well, thank you guys for the great coverage.
And head coach Don Cooper here. We'll take another 3-minute break as we'll get those highlights queued up for you. The Lady Max win 59-52, move to 1-0. We're back with more of the Post Glass Post Game Show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Kansas Smith for the three and the lead at 24-23.
Mistral, Euro step between three defenders and scores.
Deep three, Emily Cooper.
There you go.
For Emily. Here's Ben.
Oh,
Ben Carlson.
Yes.
Relentless number 19.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald Basketball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls. Proud to back the Max.
On the court,
the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
Northwestern Bank, delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader. They were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Getting ready to put a bow on this one. Season opener for your McDonald Lady Macs. Caleb Swenson, Dave Flanagan with you live from Neillsville. McDonald gets the win 59-52. This is the Post Glass postgame show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. If your windshield takes a hit, Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa has free mobile auto glass service, two heated bays, a warm waiting room, and every necessary safety precaution. They can recalibrate windshields of all makes and models. From compact cars to semis, dump truck, or motorhome, Post Glass and Mirror fits them all, big or small. 59-52, the Lady Macs. We'll get those second half highlights, some thoughts from Dave as well. But first, a look at your leading scorers on both sides. Eight players scored for both Neillsville and McDonald. Neillsville had two players in double digits. They were led by Sydney Subke with 13, 12 for Jessica Kuhn, 8 for Paris Opelt tonight, 7 for the freshman Maddie Davil, 4 for Layla Walk, 3 apiece for Kaylee Lawrence and Emerson Ormond, and 2 from Gracie Shangarth. On the other side for McDonald, 28 points for Emily Cooper, including 6 threes. She had 21 of her 28 in the first half. 9 for LMA Cooper, 7 of those came after the break. 8 for Maddie Geisler, all of those came in the second half. 6 for Aubrey Dorn, and then the scoring rounded out for McDonald. 2 for Izzy Hartman, Kylie Jensen, Callie Goulet, and Katie Ruff. And one of the first things that pops out there, Dave Flanagan, is, again, Paris Opelt, 18 points per game last year, and you held her to 8 points. Again, just like Neillsville keyed on Aubrey Dorn, McDonald needs to key on Paris, but that's a very impressive defensive effort as a team, and got to give Callie Goulet some credit as well.
Yeah, I mean, Callie and the whole team, I mean, there was a focus there, obviously, you never stop that good of players, but slow them down. I mean, to give up 8 points, and as a coach for Neillsville, you're going in there banking on that person to probably give you 15 to 20 points a game. So to come out of there with 8, that's just great defensive effort.
Well, let's take a listen to the second half highlights. They sounded like this here on WOGO and a 59-52 Lady Macs victory. Away, and that's just a tough, tough jumper from 12 feet. Paris Opelt was not going to give that ball up until she got a shot.
That was good defense. It was just better offense.
5 points for Opelt. Tied at 38. Maddie Geisler straight on for 3. Money, Maddie.
That a girl.
Right hand on the right side of the lane. She kind of held that elbow out a little bit more. Again, they didn't call it. Missed the shot high off the window. Coming the other way, Emily Cooper goes behind her back, then spins, pulls up. Beautiful kiss off the glass. After a flurry of moves, and Emily Cooper has 23.
Here we go.
Emily Cooper working against Langreck up top. He'll spin around to LMA Cooper. She'll launch a 3. Nailed it. The Splash Sisters both hot from downtown tonight.
She's been itching to do that.
LMA Cooper crossing over on Subke at the foul line. Out to LMA. Kick out to Kylie Jensen. Jensen over to Emily Cooper for a deep 3. It's about time. We're looking for that one.
And that was a
her
big one.
Six.
There's our timeout.
50. Subke across the logo.
Flip over to Dable. Dable hesitates and has it taken away. Her pocket pick by Emily Cooper. Cooper, a one-on-one against Subkey. Stops, pops up and in.
Nice steal by Emily. Good finish.
Emily left wing against Paris Opel. Hits the brakes. Back out to Aubrey Dorn with a minute 13 to play. Emily Cooper left wing to Maddie Geisler. Geisler attacking. Hard at the rim, up and in for two. Maddie continues her torrid play in the second half.
You put LMA and Emily up top. That is not a fun night if you're on defense trying to guard those two.
And that's how the second half sounded here on WOGO Sports. McDonald wins by 7. And, Dave, again, there's always things that you can work on. But overall, you say, hey, we went on the road, first game of the season, facing a quality opponent, a team that already got maybe some of their first game jitters out because they played a couple nights ago. And this is a quality W. And again, early on the season, it's a little bit of something to say, hey, we're on the right track.
Well, yeah, I mean, for the first game, I mean, this was a wonderful win. I mean, they played very well. I mean, you didn't know how your younger kids were going to play. You didn't know how your seniors were going to play as far as the ones that were role players last year. So, you know, there's a lot of good that came out of this. And, you know, it's the first game. And so I guess I always think of, geez, you really want to start making things happen in January, you know, the beginning of January and making that run. But, I mean, McDonald's, they're good. I mean, there's just no, you can't hide that. And Neillsville is good. So, you know, you hope you see this down the road again. I'm sure Coach Cooper doesn't want to see him at the end. But, you know, it would be a great matchup again.
And, again, when you look at the history of these teams, again, McDonald going to state so many years in a row now, too. It almost is starting to become tradition, too, but defending Division V state champions. But Neillsville, again, that 27-0 start last season, fell just short of state, but the year before did make it to state. I mean, these teams are ones that they know better than to look too far down the road, but they also know that the goal is beyond just being competitive in conference. The goal's beyond just winning a conference championship. That's one of the rungs of the ladder, but both of these teams saying, hey, we know what it takes to be the very best in the state of Wisconsin, and that's always the standard for our program.
Well, and I think a compliment to both programs is I look at, you know, you could not have a crowd. You don't need any people here, and you don't need any coaches. These two teams could come out and coach themselves and play a great game against each other because they're that well drilled coming into this. And, you know, and it's a credit to both of them, both teams, because I just feel that they, you know, they've put in the time, they put in the effort, they know how to play the game, and they're going to have a great season.
The credit to what Coach Geyer and Coach Cooper have built, both again with well over double-digit seasons in their position. A look ahead at our WOGO Sports Calendar, which you can find at WOGO.com. We'll also have a podcast of this one available later on tonight after yours truly makes the trip back. Coming up for girls basketball, next game will be the Lady Cards at Hudson on the 28th of November. Mark Halverson with that call. Next time we'll see this McDonald Lady Max, another huge non-conference game early in the season, another road game on the road at Colfax. That is December 2nd, a 6:40 start. Boys basketball begins on the 2nd of December with Chi High at home against Medford. That's a 2:40 p.m. start. First time we'll see Adam Schilling's Max Boys will be that Northwest Tip-Off Classic on December 9th, playing Colfax there at UW-Stout, 6:55 start. First hockey game of the season will be CFM hockey, of course, new head coach there too. And thank you so much to Coach Tony Menard for his wonderful seasons with the program and leading them to a state championship. But Greg Stewart will be on the call on the 21st of this month. In fact, that's coming up on Tuesday, a 6:40 start again against Superior at Chippeway Area Ice Arena for CFM hockey. Well, thank you for jumping in here, Dave Flanagan. Always great to be able to call you off the bench, so to speak, and say, hey, can you come in and broadcast with me? It's good to see you again, and sure appreciate your time here tonight. And, man, there's few things more entertaining on an evening in November, December, January, February, and hopefully March than some McDonald basketball.
Well, with two kids involved, I will always be at the games. How's that?
Well, there you go. I'll know who to call first then. Thank you to Sam Aberley back at the WOGO studios in Hallie for his efforts here tonight, keeping us on the air, keeping things running smoothly. Thank you again so much to all of our great advertising sponsors making these broadcasts possible. Once again, your final from Neillsville High School in Neillsville, the McDonald Lady Max 59, the Neillsville Warriors 52. This has been McDonald Lady Max Basketball, a presentation of WOGO Sports. Good night.
McDonald Max Basketball on WOGO has been brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, White City Glass, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Northwestern Bank, Quality Propane and Fuels, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Post Glass and Mirror, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Grace Home Respiratory, Royal Credit Union, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Thanks for listening. And now please stay tuned for Western Wisconsin's Best Talk on 103.1 FM, 680 AM, and WOGO.com. We join our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.
WOGO.